Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back into the Browns, Game 7 tonight, the American League Championship Series. Shane Bieber on the mound for the Toronto Blue Jays, trying to pitch the Toronto Blue Jays into the World Series. On the other side, you got a couple local guys and Josh Naylor for Seattle. Who are you pulling for tonight?
Who have I been pulling for the whole time?
Toronto. I'm still pulling for Seattle.
Mark and he has family members that still live here. Shapiro does. You may know them better as the Mangini's, but yeah. I don't know, and there's a couple guys from, that played here that are in Toronto now, so I'm rooting for the Blue Jays. But in particular, I'm rooting for Bieber tonight. I just want to see him. He got hurt. It wasn't like we were going to hang on to him forever, so. And I'd like to see him win tonight. I would. I know I'm not going to be mad if Seattle wins, though. And by the way, I think either one of these teams is probably going to get dusted by the Dodgers anyway. So,
Dodgers are due to lose.
Oh, is that the way you're going to look at it? Dan, if someone told you who's going to win the World Series today, you would say?
Same team I'd say.
If the Mariners make it, I like the Mariners over the Dodgers.
Oh, no way.
I think the Mariners are the best team in baseball.
Mariners have some talent, Andy.
They have a bullpen. The Dodgers do not.
Guys, the Dodgers may have the best guy that's ever played the game.
Oh, you don't have to tell me twice. I watched him hit 3 home runs and throw 6 in the third.
Yeah.
With 10 strikeouts.
In the NLCS. I mean, come on.
He is a god amongst mortals.
Like, yes, he is.
This is exactly what it was like when you would read about Hercules. Like, that's what I feel like I'm doing right now.
He's on a roll.
He's on a roll.
The Dodgers are not losing the World Series this year. Sorry.
Like, there's no way someone could best a lion or kill a hydra or anything like that. And then I watch Shohei Ohtani. I was like, maybe it could. Mm. Might be on the table.
That guy's really good,
man. And the Dodgers are just chilling right now, letting these guys play out.
Do you think, I don't want to go off on this tangent, but I'm going to anyway. So what the hey? Does Ohtani's success lead to more of this? And I know we've touched on it in the past, but the other day, the guy... And as a pitcher, he's been good. He's had some Tommy John issues that haven't really affected his hitting at all. But he's had some pitching issues which have kept him off the mound. I would think if you're the Dodgers, you would think he's more valuable as a bat. However, to be able to do both is phenomenal because, at the critical time, he has stepped in and been outstanding. When kids play baseball, it's not until high school and sometimes even college and sometimes not even then when, if you're a pitcher, they take the bat out of your hands. And oftentimes, your best pitchers are your best hitters as kids growing up, right? Because they can do it all.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it changes the way that major league organizations think a little bit.
Jeff, there just aren't many athletes like that multi...
Without question.
I mean, I was just thinking, even Deion Sanders, right? Deion was a kick returner or punt returner and a corner, right? And then played baseball on top of that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Bo Jackson, same thing. You're like Travis Hunter. We're talking about that too. Would I like to see more of it? Yeah, I'd like to see more. of the opportunity, because there are a lot of great hitters that lock themselves into being pitcher, and we never get to see them take another swing. And I don't know if that's 100% right. And you would think if you were payroll conscientious, you would want more Shohei Ohtanis, at least for the beginning of their career, till you can't afford them.
That's really true.
It goes back to that same model of, okay, if we're just going to let the starters go five innings, right? We it's all about return on investment for a starter that we believe should only go five innings. Meanwhile, the Dodgers have blown that up in the playoffs. So,
which, by the way, is great.
I love it. I love the thought of a starter going nine innings. Come on.
The only issue is here, Andy, this is a real deal. As a starter in today's game, you have to be efficient. I mean, they're not going to throw you 130 pitches.
You're not
going 120. So you've got to do your job.
Pitch count matters. And by the way, if you let a guy go 120, what's he really going when you talk about bullpen before the game and warm-up pitches and stuff like that?
200 plus.
Yeah.
It's the genius of desperation. When your bullpen is terrible, you rely on your starters, and your starters can give you some innings. I mean, that's what you're watching with the Dodgers.
But it hasn't always been that way. Like, it wasn't desperation.
Yeah, but you know what, though, Dan?
But right now it is the genius of desperation.
But, Dan, let me argue with you on
this.
If their starters weren't doing the job and their pitch counts were out of control, they'd be going to the bullpen anyway.
Right, and they might have lost that series.
Right, exactly. But the starters are doing what starters used to do. This is my game. I'm going to go 7, 8, 9 innings, and I'm going to keep us in this game, and I'm going to keep my pitch count down so I can stay on the mound.
But the difference is that you're no longer back in those days, and I'm look, everybody's favorite era of baseball is always going to be the one they grew up and enjoyed the most. I wonder what that would look like if you saw Mike Schmidt be able to sit down and have an iPad put in his face saying, hey, here's what we're seeing right now. Here are the tells that are going on with
Mike
this
Schmidt
pitcher.
Would tell you he didn't need an iPad to know what was coming.
Yeah.
Those guys.
Yeah, but you don't think.
How about Albert Bell? Albert Bell didn't have an iPad. He went back and took
good
notes
point.
On everybody. So, thank you.
Right. But do you think those guys would turn it down?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I think they would take advantage.
Right.
And Albert, by the way, Albert spent hours in the back room with Video Joe watching every at bat, every pitch.
Agreed. I'm not trashing anyone from the past. I'm saying that the pitching is better than it's ever been, but the hitting is also in a place where it has more technology and more help going toward it than it's ever been, because no one has to rewind tape anymore. It's all digitized, so it's so easy to just go, okay, what are we seeing here? What are we looking at for pitch counts? What are we looking at for movement? And we see in a tell from the pitcher themselves, is his arm moving a little bit farther? Can he keep an eye on something? It's so much easier to do that now that throwing just waves of pitching at these guys keeps them so off balance and having those starters go deep.
I don't want to argue with you on this point, but I will.
Sure.
Is pitching better than it's ever been?
Yes.
Or is it different than it's been? And I say that for this reason. Pitching now is, go give me five innings. Give me all you have for five innings. And then we're going to go to the bullpen, and we're going to throw four different pitchers at every hitter, and nobody's going to see the same pitcher three times. You could make the argument that back in, and you know, you can go back as far as Bob Feller, you can go back to Roger Clemens, you can go Jim Palmer, whatever you want to do, that these guys might have been better all-around pitchers because they pitched a game. You know what I mean? This is my game, and I'm going to go 7 or 8, as opposed to here's my 4 2/3, and I'm out of here. And then here comes, you know, here comes Johnny throwing 100 miles an hour. Here comes Johnny throwing left-handed 102 miles an hour. Here comes Jimmy throwing 98, and you know, curveball that's 12-6 curve. It's dropping into the dirt, and there's no way you're going to hit it. You know what I mean? I think major league teams are using pitching differently than they did forever.
I look at it as, yes, it's a different style of pitching. You're 100% right. Greg Maddux never had a pitch lab, and I wonder what it would look like if we gave Greg Maddux a pitch lab. Like, what
meaning
would happen?
What, he'd be better?
Yeah.
Here's what I'm saying.
What would happen if we could take Greg Maddux and go, hey, you want to make that cutter even nastier? Hey, Mariano Rivera.
Who at the end of his career is throwing like 89 or 90.
And by the way, if I could get to 102, it does. There's no analytics for that. You just can't hit it.
Not totally true.
Throw 102 or above on every pitch.
Well, putting it where you want it.
Putting it where you want it.
Yeah, or putting it where you want it.
I mean, you can... These hitters, honestly, have gotten better.
Oh, almost like
speed.
NFL Rapid Fire used to.
It was.
NFL Rapid Fire used to go, bing, 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 pew.
Okay. Yeah, hitters have gotten better at hitting speed, too. You got to give credit to the hitters and all of that as well. But that's always my retort on that one is, okay, so what would happen if we gave Randy Johnson a pitch lab and said, hey, earlier in your career, we could actually teach you how to throw that changeup that became really good toward the tail end.
Remember, Randy was a relief pitcher for a number of years
before
he became a starter. Well, enjoy it tonight. It's game 7. We'll be talking about it tomorrow. Shane Bieber going, and Andrés Giménez is there, and Ernie Clement, and Miles Straw, and Mark Shapiro will be rooting them on because, you know, he helped put the team together with Ross Atkins, all these Cleveland guys that were there. And on the other side, you have Luke Rayleigh from Highland High School, Dominic Canzone from Walsh Jesuit High School, Josh Naylor from your Cleveland Guardians. It should be a great game 7, and honestly, it's what baseball is all about. So that it could be an awful lot of fun tonight. Watch it along with the 2 Monday Night Football games. Tyvis Powell is our partner on the Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Pre-game Andy, post-game with me. We're going to talk to Tyvis next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show. Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.